Hello mga kababayan! Ika-isang daan at sampung yugto na po natin ngayon sa Usapang Pinoy, hatid sa inyo ng Georgia Asian Times. Ako po si Jane Rowland, ang inyong podcaster, at salamat po sa patuloy ninyong pakikinig sa Usapang Pinoy. At maraming salamat sa mga bumisita at nag-join sa Usapang Pinoy Podcast Facebook group page. Ang ating pong yugto ngayon ay katuloy po ng ating series tungkol sa arts. As you know, Filipinos are known for our creativity, from dance to music to pottery, textile, and painting. Ang ating pong bisita ngayon ay si Micaela Santos, a Filipino ballerina with Atlanta Ballet. She is one of the most electrifying stars gracing the stage with Atlanta Ballet, and she will discuss with us her journey to Atlanta Ballet. Ngunit bago pa siya tawagin, narito muna ang mga importanteng anunsyo. Sa Sabado, March 21st, 2026, from 5 a.m. to 10 p.m., the Saranay Club will hold a Disco 3 fundraising event at the Henry County Moose Lodge, 91 Hunters Chase, McDonough, Georgia, 30353. Please reach out to any Saranay officers for tickets. On the same day po, Sabado, March 21st, from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m., the UGA Filipino Student Association presents Filipino Culture Night 21 with the theme May Ipagmamalaki, Something to be Proud of at the University of Georgia Tate Student Center, 45 Baxter Street, Athens, Georgia, 30602. Ngayon naman po sa Sabado, April 4th, 2026, from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., the Filipino American Association of Greater Atlanta will hold its 2026 Film Spring Picnic at Pickneyville Park, Danny Cochran Pavilion, 4758 Old Peachtree Road, Peachtree Corners, Georgia, 30071. Pang-apat po, nominations for the Georgia Asian Times 25 Most Influential Asian Americans and Pacific Islanders in Georgia is now open. The deadline for nominations is April 15, 2026, and please limit nominations to one per individual, and self-nomination is not allowed. Please go to Georgia Asian Times website for online nomination. And lastly, ang AAPI Summit po is will happen on May 2nd, 2026 at the UGA Lawrenceville campus, and it's going to be from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Meron pong early bird special na for tickets. You can go to SimpleTix and look for the tickets doon. Yun lang po, at ako'y magbabalik o pangihandog sa inyo ang ating bisita.
Record.
Welcome back mga kababayan. Ngayon po, please help me welcome to Usapang Pinoy, Micaela Santos, ballerina with Atlanta Ballet. Micaela was born and raised in Manila, Philippines, where she began her ballet training at the F.E. Nanya School of Classical Ballet. She was recognized in 2014 when she earned second place at the Cultural Center of the Philippines Ballet Competition. In 2016, she was a top 15 finalist at the World Ballet Competition. That same year, she joined the Philippine Ballet Theater as an apprentice. At 17, Micaela moved to the United States to join the Atlanta Ballet Fellowship Program. And this is where I'll stop so that I can ask Micaela to tell us her story. Welcome, Micaela.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
Thank you for being here. We are so excited to hear from you. So let's go ahead and dive into our questions. Tell us, how did your journey in ballet begin?
So my ballet journey started when I was quite young. I was introduced to ballet as a child around 3 years old, and I fell in love with the discipline and artistry of ballet. You know, what started as something fun slowly became a huge part of my life. As I continued training and, you know, began competing, I joined small competitions and was exposed to dancers and teachers from like all over the world. So those experiences really like opened my eyes to how inspiring and diverse the ballet world is, and they motivate me to grow as a dancer and artist.
That's great. So when did you realize you wanted to pursue ballet professionally?
So I don't think there was like one specific moment that I realized I wanted to pursue this as a career. It was more of a gradual realization as ballet became more and more central in my life. But I think the moment that really opened my eyes was when my coach and teacher, Miss Effie Nanez, told me that I had the potential to become a professional dancer. I think I was about 12 years old at that time, but wow. Hearing that from someone I respected so much made me kind of start believing that this dream could actually become a reality. Yeah.
Right. And we are so glad, the Filipino community, we are so glad that you did this. You made us so proud. So what has your experience been like dancing with Atlanta Ballet?
So dancing with Atlanta Ballet has definitely been an incredible experience. Being part of a professional company means like you're constantly evolving and learning, both technically and artistically. I feel very fortunate to work alongside talented dancers from, you know, all over the world. Honestly, like the ballet company, like here in Atlanta, is very diverse. We come from different countries, so I feel like quite at home, even though I'm technically like really far away from home, because all of us have, you know, collectively have quite experienced the same thing growing up. So yeah, I feel very lucky to be dancing here and to represent our community. Yeah.
Yes, I've checked the website, Atlanta Ballet website, and it is, they are from all over Kingdom Come.
Yes, I know. We're all from different countries, US, you can name it. Like, we're all very, international.
And everybody is looking so fit. Everybody looks professional. Everybody's like, of course, yeah, very good looking folks. So, what does a typical day look like for a professional ballerina?
So usually we start our days is from Tuesday to Saturday, our work days. And it usually starts with company class, which is in the morning. It's about an hour and a half. It's a warm-up, basically, for our bodies and prepare us for the day ahead. After class, we go into rehearsals, and then after rehearsals, like usually we have several hours depending on what production we're doing. But a full day of rehearsals is 6 hours.
Wow.
And I mean, we have breaks in between those, but we often rehearse multiple pieces throughout the day, so it requires a lot of focus and stamina.
Mm-hmm.
But in between those rehearsals, if I have a downtime, I try to stretch or do physical therapy. That's pretty much a big part of our routine, is taking care of our bodies to stay healthy and, you know, prevent injuries. And if we're in a performance week, the day might end in a show in the evening. So it's definitely physically demanding, but it's also incredibly rewarding to do something I truly enjoy and love every day. So yeah,
that's what they say, is that if you love what you're doing, you'll never work a day in your life.
Truly, I feel so, like, even to this day, like, I've been dancing since I was a kid, but like, I truly feel so, you know, blessed and grateful to be doing something that I enjoy and really love and passionate about.
Right.
I don't have to, you know, wake up and think like, oh, like,
I'm going to
dreading work. Yeah. Dreading, I mean, there are days where it's tough, where I'm physically tired, but truly, like, once you step in the, you know, studio, I'm just, okay, I'm grateful to be here, grateful for my body to be able to, you know, do this.
Yes, yes.
Because not everyone can, and, you know, it's incredible what our bodies can truly do.
Yeah, and it shows in your performance. It shows in your face. It shows when you're dancing, because I've watched you a couple of times.
Yeah.
And it just shows, it reflects that you're happy with what you're doing.
Yeah. Thank you. I appreciate that. Well, yeah, that's like my goal, is to, you know, have people see that we are passionate with what we do. And like, yeah, it's incredible to be able to share that experience.
Yes. And it just makes our hearts so proud. It's like we would be watching you and we'd be like looking at each other like, look at her. Yeah. So how many productions do you normally have in a year with Atlanta Ballet, or is it even planned?
So we usually have in the fall one program, one show, and then all throughout December we have Nutcracker. Mm-hmm. And then we just finished a show recently in, I guess, February. We usually have like the Valentine's weekend always. And then coming up, we have in about 2 or 3 weeks from now, we have another show. And then our last one will be in May. So
June, yeah, through about, the fall, like, is like a break months.
Yeah, usually we have the summers kind of like our off season. Mm-hmm. So sometimes like people have guestings, or people teach in the summer intensive, or just honestly just take a break from ballet, because it is a lot in our you know, it's a lot in our bodies. So
yeah,
we usually, some of us take our time to like really have a break and come back like in July to start like getting ready for the season. But yeah, it just depends on the person.
So if you want to, you can send me a list of the programs that you have throughout the year, so we can share it in Usapang Pinoy Facebook page. That way,
yes,
we can,
of course,
we
yeah,
can also share it to the community.
Totally,
yeah,
of course,
that would be great.
Yeah, no problem.
So my last question before I let you go: what does it mean for you to represent the Filipino dancers in the ballet world, and what can you tell those young girls who are aspiring to be like you, to be dancers?
For me, I mean, it means a lot. Ballet is such a global form, art form, but representation is still really important. Being Filipino and dancing here in Atlanta is something I'm very proud of. I really want to inspire young artists, not just dancers, but honestly anyone who's passionate about like what they want to do. Especially in my hometown, Philippines, you know, to see that you can be whoever you want to be and pursue whatever truly makes you the happiest. You don't have to fit in a mold that you don't truly want to do just to please others around you. When I was younger, I honestly didn't imagine that I would end up here where I am today. I simply literally just followed my passion for dance and tried to take every opportunity that came my way. I think that's another big thing in my career, is that whatever opportunity that came or present itself to me, I just took it, because I was like, why not? Like, it's, you know, it's a once in a lifetime thing. And if it doesn't work out, it's okay. Like, I can figure something out. You know, it's not the end of the world if something doesn't work out. There's always a way to find your, you know, your purpose. And so I think if my journey can inspire even like a few people, a few dancers to believe in themselves and their dreams, that would mean, you know, the world to me. So, yeah.
You are truly inspiring. So with that said, I want to thank you. Thank you so much for representing us, the community. Thank you so much for what you do. And thank you for being with us today. So hopefully we'll see you soon in another show.
Thank you so much. Yeah, I appreciate it. Yeah, for sure. We have our upcoming shows in 2 weeks from now. So yeah, I would love to see everyone and come see our show and support. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. And we'll, of course, share that information to the community. So with that said, I will let you go, and we shall see you soon. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Welcome back, mga kababayan. Malaking pasasalamat ko po sa ating guest na si Micaela Santos for sharing her passion in dancing and her journey to Atlanta Ballet. We have failed to mention that she performed a wide range of classical and contemporary roles, including Swanilda in George Balanchine's Coppelia, Kittery in Don Quixote, Marie in Nutcracker, Coco in Coco Chanel, among others. In 2023, she was named one of the Dance Magazine's 25 to Watch, and in 2024, she was the digital cover for Point Magazine's May and June issue. So we do seldom hear about our very own Filipino artists unless we intentionally and consciously talk about them. So let us support our own Filipino artists in dance, music, and art. We have plenty of them in Atlanta. Bago po ako magpaalam, narito po ang ilang inspirational quotes on the art of dance. First one, dance is a hidden language of the soul. It's by Martha Graham. Second, to dance is to be out of yourself, larger, more beautiful, more powerful. That's by Agnes DeMille. Third, see the music, hear the dance. George Balanchine. Fourth, ballet is a dance executed by the human soul. Alexander Pushkin. And the last one, if I could tell you what it meant, there'd be no point in dancing it. That's by Isadora Duncan in Ballet, Arizona. Sana po ay nagustuhan ninyo ang ating kabanata ngayon. Panahon na naman para magpaalam. Salamat po sa patuloy ninyong pagtangkilik sa Usapang Pinoy. Sana po ay lagi kayong makibahagi sa ating usapan para po makapaglingkod tayo sa ating mga kapwa Pilipino. Abangan po ang ating mga susunod na kabanata. Sige po, marami salamat. Hanggang sa muli, paalam muna sa ngayon.